Oh, shit. Who's your favorite?
Don't feel like watching movies, so I'll watch people guess them instead. I don't know how it goes. I think it starts with your show.
They're unironically
the middle.
The middle.
The middle,
100%
but
the middle.
The one on the right really brought it when it was her turn.
The one on
let's
the right
a little choppy. Okay.
Yeah, it's hard for us to see how much she's been brought.
It's a little choppy, you said.
A little choppy for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it's a little choppy.
I wonder why that's happening.
Could you give us a good freeze frame of where she's kicking it? Dude, look at the swag on the girl in the pink.
We have to
though.
Fix this.
We're watching a video. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Eh. Oh, shoot. Okay.
All right, Steve, pause it. Pause it. Go back to her. Go back to the girl in white real quick at the beginning of her dance, and I'm going to change this for you guys forever.
Okay.
She looks like F. Murray Abraham.
What?
Guy that played Salieri in Amadeus.
Wait, I got to see this.
F. Murray Abraham.
Amadeus.
Who also looks like Ben Kingsley a little bit. But yeah, this guy was he played old.
Yeah, I recognize him.
Tony Revolori in the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Ah, he's one of those that guy actors.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is one of those that guy actors. But you're right. There she does. But do you see how she comes into
she's
this
subtle.
Scene?
Yeah.
She's subtle.
But she knows, like, that the movement there is very impressive.
The movement is very impressive. But you like but her the best because she's ready to party.
I think well, she's got the best look.
Yeah, she fits the vibe. She looks like Pat Benatar a little bit.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Wait, so is this new thing? You guys are sending weird dance videos to each other? Is that the...
No, that is just...
No,
Steve...
No, but... Go ahead, Kevin.
You posted that, said, like... What it Steve gets a video sometimes and it hooks him somehow and he'll repost it over and over and over again on Instagram onto his stories. And this is the new one
because
that he's got.
This energy that I'm getting from these women, these ladies, these
just
people,
trolling your audience,
they're just they're incredible. They're giving off a vibe that I wish the world could accept.
I mean, have you done the Steve version of this where, like, you know, you're popping yourself in every fourth dance?
No,
because
but
I
love TikTok. I mean, I'm obsessed. There's just too much
it
good
finally
shit.
Got you. You're officially a
what
top.
Do you mean finally? No,
no.
No.
He's been.
This has been. This has been.
You've always been a scrolling human. So TikTok is perfect for you.
I do love a doom scroll, but I don't love a doom scroll that doesn't entice me. You know, like we can get lost in the scroll.
100. You're not going for doom. You're going for the funsies. You're going for a good laugh.
I just want to see. I want to see. Weird shit. I just want to see weird shit. I want to be served weird shit, and I want it all day. And I found a guy. Let me see if this is his
I will
account.
Say that video that you just showed us is much more tame than what I've seen you find on TikTok.
I think
and my
that
algorithm
that,
too.
I think that these women they elicit a feeling of hope.
Yeah. I feel that.
And,
freedom.
And let freedom. Loose. And letting loose. And
have fun.
Not taking life too seriously.
There it is.
I want to share with you guys something.
And it's a good mashup of songs.
It's a great mashup of songs.
Yeah. Before we transition out of this, because this is
we're not transitioning out of this.
There was 80s music, and I have an 80s music game for you guys.
Oh, I love an 80s music game. I'll do so good. Kevin's gonna be good at this. Have you guys ever seen this guy?
Yeah.
No. You guys have seen this guy?
Yeah, I have.
This guy brings me joy too, because he's like a foreign man, and he's
gonna be light, be light. Don't reckon nothing. Yeah. I come out of dead out on done.
So he does. He doesn't know the words to these American songs.
No,
that was great.
He's just doing what he thinks they are. He's saying. Uh-huh. He's
day long night, don't reckon nothing. I come out of dead.
So,
but
he's
it works.
Not saying Thriller at all, right? So, I'll tell you what I did. I made a video that only four people will understand. That was it.
I love how Mackenzie just said, "I completely agree."
People don't really get it. There's people saying Spotify when.
Well, here's the thing. I think what that video proves is that you might be a sexy bald man.
Some people
we've thought
said
about
that
it.
I could pull
seen this.
People have said that I could pull it off, but I've got
the bald,
these luscious curly locks.
The bald you can do, but the no facial hair did not. That was scary.
No,
when we tried that.
We're never doing that.
Not your jam.
James, no. Remember James DeAngelis, our friend James? He commented on that video I made and said, "That's awesome, dude. God bless."
Does he have his auto comments on?
There's literally one person in the whole thing that says, "I know exactly what this is."
Hell yeah.
But I do love that guy.
Blocked
him. You know, TikTok is full of weird characters like that. And the funniest thing to me is that they think that maybe that they're talented.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of no true self-reflection or
in any way. It's such a fascinating human experiment. And it's something that we all get to experience. You know, we can watch people blow up on TikTok, but there's just they don't understand why they did.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's mostly because people are laughing at them.
Yeah, most of the time. But then which actually is a sad tragedy, which
I know.
They'll quit their jobs and they'll be like, "I'm a star now." The only silver lining for what you're talking about, because that's fun, but it's not good, is that sometimes it starts off with laughing at, but then the community builds to such a point that it becomes like they're actually a true community that will back this person and will fight to the death for this person. It's rare, but when that happens, at least that's a sweet story.
Yeah.
But it all comes from, like, you know, initially laughing at it.
Yeah. Yep. Are you showing something? Oh, no.
No.
Uh-oh, someone's laying their hand in the...
My mom just fell.
It was the food processor as you stuck her hand in it. I love it. I always loved in those cartoons when like a bear would be like, "I don't know," and then it would hurt itself and go, "Ouch!" Like it'd have like an action, like it wouldn't talk like this anymore.
No,
he's got like a human.
Bugs did that too.
He dropped the act. Yeah, Bugs would get pissed off and he'd stop being like, "What's that, dog?"
I got a show you guys should watch. Give it a little bit of time. Give it a couple episodes.
Okay.
But if you love the Looney Tunes, like physical comedy, very like music connected type of animated fare, because nobody's really Looney Tunesing these days, which was just like hyper violence all the time. Check out Grizz and the Lemmings on Netflix. It's a show my son has been watching for a few years now, but it's exactly that. It's a grizzly that keeps getting into predicaments and
Oh,
situations
I love a grizzly getting in predicaments.
with this group of like 100 lemmings that keep trying to take the thing that the grizzly wants. So it's like the grizzly found a popsicle and he's having a great day. The whole 15-minute episode is about the lemmings trying to steal the popsicle for their
Damn.
endeavors, and it's all just physical comedy. It's actually really
Love
kind of fun.
that.
I
Give it
feel
a try. They're
like
keeping that up.
how come humanity loves that whole dynamic of someone that's like trying to do something and then someone's fucking with them and it's like they love seeing someone being tortured by some other fake oil.
Schadenfreude, and look, man, at the end of the day, don't we all just feel like that? We want something, and the world is
And
just fucking with us.
yeah.
So it's super relatable. Like, everything's a
Yeah.
hurdle.
Speaking of shows, have you guys seen have you guys seen this?
God dang it. Wow, they keep going. This is crazy.
Is it the same people?
Yeah.
To all of
Oh
our
hell yeah.
audience.
Oh hell yeah.
Three older than
Well,
middle
that's
age.
it. Wait, Joe, did you say, what did you say? Older than you
Older than
thought?
middle-aged women.
I mean, and honestly, that's really what I'm loving about this. Whoa, they're doing
We
something
don't.
modern. Hang on.
Oh, look at that outfit, dude.
Come on, they're always on point.
Look at the girl on the right, dude. Those boots.
And their children moved out. Not much else to do.
I mean,
Taking
come on, they're just
shots.
be they here's the thing. They're best friends, for sure.
Maybe.
Maybe sisters, although I don't see
Maybe.
much of a resemblance. I'm getting best friend vibes. I bet they go to the clubs. They probably fucking get it. They
I'm
lock it
thinking
down.
there is some guy behind the scenes.
I think so
His name
too.
is Jake, and he cast this on Craigslist.
You think this is
Oh,
someone?
you
You think
think
this
it's
is
a
some?
casting?
You think some man is behind this, Joe?
Yeah, man. Just
You think
some
a
guy who's
man
like,
is behind this genius? You think a man came up with this?
maybe. I lied. Two of them look like F. Murray Abraham.
Hang on, Rick, where are those? I mean,
Having
come
so
on,
much
they go
fun.
to
Look at them go.
these badass bitches go to the club every fucking night.
They're just living in opulence.
I mean,
Nobody needs that many umbrellas.
one of these women works at the DMV.
No, they
Another
don't.
one
They
is
don't work.
probably a beautician.
Nope. I don't think they work at all.
I don't think they do
And
either.
then the other one is probably runs a bakery.
This is the
Ooh.
Real Housewives of wherever. I'm not going to make an assumption because I'd get
No
canceled.
way. This is some daytime. These are daytime, in the daytime, regular old
There's
women
too
just getting
many.
their job done.
Nope. They don't have that much time, dude.
No, there's too many different outfits, different like settings they're in.
Too
It's
much
too,
choreography.
yeah.
You guys can't assume anything in these scenarios. You can't. And you
Uh-oh.
can't say these things with confidence
Oh, I
because you
did.
don't know.
I did. God damn it.
I love that outfit, dude. Not the colorful one. And that one. How popular are these?
Why are they so short? Super popular. Inventada. Let's
Inventado.
hang on, it's raining men!
It's because they know the algorithm, dude.
These women are serving cunt on the daily.
Dopamine hits. They know what they're doing.
1.2
They're
million
killing. Look at them.
followers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait. Stay on this page for 1 second. Okay, so they're hitting
Look,
like.
hermanas, which means sisters, cómplices,
Which means.
divertidas.
Which means.
I'm actually not sure.
Well, there's a ring there. I wonder.
They're married, so don't even try it, boys.
Uh-oh, in public.
in public.
Oh no.
Hang on, I was gonna ask you guys if you think these women like wine. I was gonna ask you if you thought that without seeing that they clearly love wine. Honestly, can I tell you? It's not an attraction, but this blonde one is alluring me.
I get that.
Yeah, you're saying that the overall look is captivating you.
It's the F. Murray Abraham aspect. Okay.
That one really hates Amadeus Wolfgang Mozart.
This one's good too. She seems like she's a good time.
I get what you're saying though. The one that the F. Murray one.
Two in the back.
She's just, there's something about her. She's just like giving it.
She just has a little smirk each time. It looks like she has like a secret that she'll tell you later.
Ah. I mean, and listen, all they gotta do is this. You just keep doing this with different videos. And the thing is like, can I tell you, I don't love the fact that they're like seconds long.
Okay.
I need, let's have a whole routine.
Full
girls.
Music video.
Let's get the whole song in.
Mm.
This is TikTok though, dude.
Yeah, when you're that age too, like it's really hard to recall and keep things in your brain. So they have to only choreograph 3 seconds at a time. There's no way they're doing a routine.
What do you guys think about this one?
Oh, she's got...
Whoa. Wait, we need to go back to that one. Oh, no, I lost it. They're all good.
Dude, the girl that you like had some energy.
She always gives it.
She does, but that was more.
And can I tell you something about the first woman? The first woman is incredible because
I know
she comes in here and she's like, I'm the leader. I'm the best. I'm up front. Maybe she organized it. Maybe she's the one in charge.
Look how big her phone is in her pocket.
That is, I'm surprised she has pockets. Those are men's shorts for sure. But here's the thing. These three women here, the thing I notice is that there's no competition. There's no jealousy. There's equal time for all. And by the way, if she's the leader of them, she gives them way more time. Watch this. She's like, I'll show you guys how great I look. Check out my fit. And now I'm moving on. And here comes my girls.
Oh,
I mean, they're giving. They're giving.
I mean, I'm pretty on board with pixie hair.
Stick to
which one?
No, stick to the sketch. Stick to the music, girls. We don't need sketches.
Agreed.
If I was their manager, I'd be like, let's not do the lip sync shit. That's for younger kids.
Please stop. All right, okay. I got a game for you guys.
All right, let's go.
I got a game for you. Based off of the 80s music that you just presented to me,
okay.
I shot an 80s music trivia over at React recently, and I don't know if the crossover from this podcast to React is too hefty, so I'm just going to play the final round with you guys.
Oh, I love that. You're going straight to the hard stuff.
Yeah, this is called AK80s. So these are 80s groups or bands, and I've given them different names. The names are based off of basically weird synonyms for the name of the band. I'm going to give you the name I made up, and you guys got to tell me what the band is. Are you ready?
Joe, I was there, though. This is for Steve.
Oh, you were there. Oh, you were watching.
Kevin, you know these?
I was in the room when he did these.
That's right. All right, Steve, let's see how fast you can.
Okay.
We will try to make sure it's not a lot of silence. We'll just, if you're not getting it right away, we'll start giving you hints.
Why don't you play some music?
Just cut out all the silence, Kevin.
Okay, here we go. Number
just
one.
Cut, frame. Just cut. In fact, for this episode, just as tight. All I want to hear is talking.
Non-stop.
One continuous peak on the audio.
Right.
All right. Number one. Grown boys punching clock.
Grown boys punching clock. Grown
start
boys.
With the first thing.
So you're taking the names of real bands and you're mixing them up a little bit because it is the band name.
It is the band name in an alternate universe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give it to me again.
Grown boys punching clock.
So grown boys are men.
Yep.
Right.
And punching clock. I mean, is it men at work?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, I'm in. I get it. I got it. Okay. Punching clock. Got it.
There you go. Here's number two.
Okay.
Pew pew ouchie flowers.
Is that Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Killing it. Eye squirts and scaries.
Eye squirts and scaries. Tears for fears.
Yeah. Damn!
I like eye squirts and scaries. I love everybody wants to rule the universe.
Everybody wants to own the globe.
Own the globe.
All the people want to own the globe. All right. This has been one of the harder ones for everybody.
Okay.
Open wide chuckle.
Open wide chuckle.
Oh, yeah.
Open wide chuckle.
Mm-hmm.
So chuckle is like a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Open wide is like a yawn or like a jaw. Open wide, like
you almost did it right away,
because of laugh.
No, the open wide part.
Yep,
because I opened my mouth.
You said something.
Open your mouth like a yawn.
Like a yawn.
Open wide. Like food, open wide is usually eating. Open wide.
What if your doctor said to like open wide?
The check your throat, like a
yeah.
Doctor,
so what do
like
you?
What do you do?
You open your mouth.
But what do you do? You're in my doctor's office, and I go open wide.
Aha!
Yeah!
Oh, that's really good. That's good. Because a chuckle
dude,
would be
even
aha.
Heard of- Yeah, I haven't even heard of Aha. Is that
no,
what songs?
That hurts my
what
brain.
What songs are they?
Well, Take On Me. You know that song, Take On Me?
Oh, that's Aha?
That's Aha. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we've got
that's
After
really
Tea
good,
Before
Joe.
Three.
After what?
After Tea Before Three.
After Tea. is that you too?
Yeah, buddy.
Good. And these are great.
The final one. Lady Fast Plane and the Dark Blood Beaters.
Lady Fast Plane and the what?
The Dark Blood Beaters.
The Dark Blood Beaters. Oh, is it Joan Jett and the Heartbreakers or something?
No.
Oh, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
No. Joan Jett was right.
Oh, Joan Jett and the wait.
Dark Blood Beaters.
And the Blood Beaters. Dark Blood Beaters. Oh, is it Joan Jett and the fuck? What is the Joan Jett? But so you're talking about a heart, though. There's a heart in there.
Yep. Do you got to figure out the dark
night heart?
Nope.
Dark. Joan Jett and the.
Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy.
Fuck! What is Joan Jett? Who's Joan Jett with? You got Heartbreaker. Heartbreaker is that song. Joan Jett. That's Joan Jett. Heartbreaker's Joan Jett, right?
Joan Jett and the.
Oh, it's Joan Jett and the Heartbreakers.
Not Heartbreakers.
No.
That's Tom Petty.
Tom
Heart
Petty
is
and the Heart.
The second part.
Joan Jett and the Heartbreakers.
Dark.
Heart is the second part?
Yeah.
Dark Blood Beaters.
Dark. Black.
Oh!
Oh, is it Joan Jett and the Blackhearts?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
brother.
Not familiar to me. Blackhearts.
Yeah, brother.
But I guess Heartbreakers was there for me.
Yeah, Heartbreakers was Tom Petty.
I didn't know about Blackhearts.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
You did very Maybe. Well, Steve.
Yeah, killed
you did
it.
Very well.
Did I do? I did pretty well.
You
I'm
did good,
really,
baby.
Really proud of you.
I did good.
Yeah.
Does it mean we can get an Issa, Mara, and Tere? Does that mean I can have Issa, Mara, Tere as a treat?
Issa, Mara, Tere?
Can't get Issa, Mara, Tere as a treat?
Steve.
What's happening?
I don't get these.
What I thought, it, yeah. So that I was waiting for.
I don't get them as a treat.
What, you want the ladies as a treat?
Yeah, I get that because I win. Whoa, there's a fourth lady.
Whoa, new girl.
I don't think so. Not in my band.
Unsubbed. Unsubbed.
I get one as a treat. Yeah, I'll get this one.
Damn, they've had these outfits on a lot now.
Yeah. It's too short. It's too short!
That's how they keep you on, dude. Keep you in it. Did you guys watch Fall?
Oh, no. I forgot that it dropped. I've been watching Three Body Problem.
I like Three Body Problem. I think it's a little, there's too much soap opera stuff going on.
Yeah, there's definitely, it's not this, great.
Yeah, it's fine. You'll never see the second season.
I know, I'm so sad.
Oh, I bet.
Dude, Owen fucking, like, went into the, I've never seen him fall into something so fast and so hard.
The Three Body Problem?
Yeah, because we were like, let's watch a couple episodes of Three Body Problem, or let's watch, he was over one night. I was like, let's just watch the first episode and see how it is. And we watched it, and I was like, all right, pretty cool, man. We'll probably watch more another time. And then I talked to Owen the next day, and he's like, I finished it. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. Cool, man. What'd you think? It was pretty good. Pretty good. And I'm like, okay, buddy. And then a couple days later, I watched the Chinese version.
Oh, I didn't even know that existed.
Wow.
There's a Chinese version that came out like a year before this one. So like last year or something.
So I wonder
It is a book. It is a Chinese book.
Yep.
And there's multiple books.
And book series. And so he watched the whole Chinese series, and I was like, Jesus, dude, okay. How is it? He's like, it's pretty good. Pretty good. And then like a week later, I read the book. I read the book. I'm like, all right. Cool, man. Well, how's the book? He's like, well, the Netflix show is like the first two books in the first season.
Oh, wow.
He's like, and then so yesterday he came over and he said he has finished all of the books.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen
good
him
for him though
fall so deeply into a show ever.
And then he started levitating and he ascended. Yeah.
And he's like, they're sending my brain into space. No, but he's, dude, I mean, because it is a fascinating story in it. And it honestly, dude, like in a time where we currently live in, where there's like a little bit of a sci-fi drought.
Yeah.
Or at least a good sci-fi drought.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
This is like really satisfying the like high concept sci-fi itch.
Yeah, I agree. It's good.
I think it just came at a time where we're like, man, I'm just jonesing for some sci-fi that isn't like Star Wars for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, Star Wars, you kind of don't even consider sci-fi. You just kind of consider it its own
fantasy.
It's sci-fi fantasy, yeah.
Star Wars. It's like in its own bucket.
Yeah. But it's interesting because it's like, you know, what was the last like sci-fi thing that you were like, fuck yeah, about?
I mean, I got Hayden into watching some sci-fi movies with me recently because I showed her Looper and she was like,
Looper's great.
But then I started showing her more stuff. We watched Minority Report, watched Vanilla Sky. We watched Edge of Tomorrow. And
Dude, I've never seen Edge of Tomorrow. It's weird because every time I try to watch it, like something happens. Like,
watch it today. It is a perfect movie.
I know, and I'm in like a time travel zone. Oh my right god, now. I've been watching a lot of time travel stuff.
Dude, it's so good.
I know, I don't know why. It's almost like something is keeping me from watching it. It's the future. It's the future. The future is stopping me.
But yeah, I think like the late 2000s, maybe early 2010s is kind of when it kind of petered
out. Yeah.
I'm seeing The Creator came out in 2023, not enjoy. I didn't really like it.
It was just mid.
I was like, damn, everyone's trying to do District 9 and they can't do District 9.
Remember that movie with Matt Damon, Elysium? Yeah,
that's the other Neil Blomkamp. That was the other.
Movie. Oh, Elysium sucked, but the Mars movie was great.
Oh, The Martian's great.
Yeah. Oh, Martian. Martian's good.
Another perfect that. Movie.
Martian's good. Yeah. This list is also saying No One Will Save You. I didn't love it, but I know a lot of people like that.
I didn't
movie.
See that.
You didn't see that? You should check it out. It's like an alien. It. It's a girl fighting it. There's like no dialogue or whatever.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Oh, dude, 65, which came out in 2023.
Oh, you saw that.
Oh, yeah.
He saw that.
It was pretty bad, but the best fucking part about it, so it's like a twist. The
yeah,
twist,
you told us this.
Did I told you here?
On the podcast, yeah.
On this
say
podcast?
For Joe. Yeah.
But Joe hasn't seen the movie?
I probably won't.
Don't see it.
Yeah.
It's just that Adam Driver is an alien. And it's like, and he and his daughter or whatever are on like a space mission or something, or his daughter stows away. I can't remember, but the twist is that Adam Driver is an alien and they are visiting Earth 65 million years ago and seeing that there's like dinosaurs, and then they like survive. And then when they leave the planet, they like mark it as like completely don't ever visit again. It's like a monster planet.
Stay away from those dinosaurs.
Stay away from that fucking horrible nightmare planet, which I thought was cool. And then,
but what twist that the whole time you thought they were humans traveling through space and they were on a space rock with dinosaurs?
Yeah, you thought that maybe it was like a future, or they're time travel. You thought maybe it was a time travel movie, and it was humans
traveling
back. So did they
accidentally like leave their seed on the planet, and they?
No, not even that. They just like. They don't. I don't think there's even that kind of plot line. I think they're like looking for an inhabitable planet or something, and then they.
How
like,
did he sign on to that? Like, how big was the paycheck?
I know. It doesn't he seem like the kind of guy? He was like so sick of Star Wars. Like he didn't want to do. He had a bad experience with Star Wars. It's real weird.
Predator. That's another good sci-fi.
Prey.
And then you know, Ridley Scott's been trying with the Alien franchise here and there to not great results, but that's kind of been some other sci-fi kicking around.
Yeah,
but no, dude, that's why I brought up Fallout. Fallout is so good.
So okay,
is it?
So
you started it.
I binged it yesterday. Watched the whole thing.
Holy shit!
I watched two episodes, and I like really liked the first one and was like, okay, I get this tone and stuff. And then the second one I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm just like, I'm kind of burnt out from shows that aren't gonna be a mini series.
I also agree with. I'm tired of having to wait 3 seasons
for more seasons.
Yeah, and not only that, like knowing that they want to milk a show like this for all that they possibly can means that these storylines are going to drag and drag and drag. And it's like there's a goal, but I don't really like any of the characters too much. I love Walton Goggins. I think he's like always good.
It's great.
It's not catching me, because the only thing that's really getting me is that I love Fallout. Fallout, like the world, I love the games.
Stick with it. You gotta stick with it. That's all I can say.
I know. I just like by episode 2, I don't like any of the characters.
You will.
Even Walton Goggins, like I like him, but I don't like him as like a guy, like a good character, like this is someone that I would trust with my life or something.
Well, I think that's the point of the show. You're not supposed to trust anybody with your life in the world of post-apocalyptic Fallout.
Yeah, but they want, like, I don't know. None of the characters have really gotten me yet. I know I'm going to watch it. I'm going to definitely keep watching it, but I've lost steam. Like, the first episode was like, all right, let's see where that goes. And then episode 2 was like, all right, here they go introducing the love thing, and here they go introducing this, and here they go keeping little secrets, and everything's vague, and everything's keep you guessing until the last episode shit. I'm just like, I'm burnt out.
What's that? I'm actually curious to start it because
Lost,
dude, I love Lost, but Lost was from a time when they didn't really do shit like that, and now every show is like a mystery box.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. You're tired of that.
Yeah, I'm sick of the mystery box.
Yeah, gotcha. Sorry, Kevin, what were you saying?
I'm curious what I'll think, because I barely know the Fallout world. I never played the games. It, like, passed me for some reason. It was, like, I think a couple years before I was into it. Yeah, I'm curious how I'll feel about it. I'm definitely going to start it.
I think it, like, you know, it doesn't matter, obviously. Like, you don't need to play the game to get the show, and it's designed purposefully that way. Like, my girlfriend didn't know anything about the games and really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, but and the game stuff is really good too. Like when it goes into slow mo and they're like shooting each other, and
it's cool.
There's like a bunch of little random
Easter eggs,
and then they're using like the health packs like a video game in a real world, which is like really interesting. I've never seen that, where someone's just like literally dying and then they just inject themselves with a thing and they're like, "Let's go!"
Yeah.
But then they like let people. But then something's weird about that to me, because it's like, does that mean there's no stakes, really? Like, you could just...
Oh, no, there's stakes.
I shouldn't be worried about anybody dying, because they could just bring them back to life. And then that's the other weird thing, is, like, at the end of the second episode, a major character is, like, you know, something happens. And I was like, can't you just stick him with one of those, like, magical health things they were using earlier to heal people from death? I don't know. It's weird. There's some inconsistent shit going on, but I think they're trying
Stick
to like
with
they
it.
Want to make the video game stuff kind of work, because they want to please the video game people, but then they want to like make a show work to please people that don't know the video game. And I think I'm like, there by episode two, I'm like, there's some crossover that's weird, but I'm gonna stick with. I am gonna stick with it, but I'm not like excited anymore.
The Walter Goggins is amazing in it.
He's so good.
The way that everybody sticks to their character and the acting is also very good, which I enjoy. And the freaking production quality is outstanding.
Yeah, that's
cool. I don't know how much they spent on this, but the world building is amazing.
I mean, fucking cool. Amazon, dude. Amazon has like fucking endless money.
Man, so fucking good.
Bezos. That Lord of the Rings show was like one of the most expensive shows ever, too.
Didn't show for it.
And they're going to somehow give us that show and the Fallout show? Like, that's like so much money.
And Invincible, which I just finished the last season, which is also great sci-fi and super great. Cool.
Invincible's great. By the way, we were talking about sci-fi, like being like not having any good sci-fi. I guess Dune counts.
Yeah, Dune counts. Okay, Dune we were kind of wrong.
We kind of forgot Dune. Dune counts, I guess. But I also don't really love Dune. I don't know. Whatever. Because, you know, Dune is like, I appreciate that all those stories were like from way back when, but all these movies like ripped it off, and now it's just like a kind of like, I've seen it a billion times at this point.
Oh, I see, poor yeah.
Dune. Poor Dune. Poor Dune.
Poor Dune. Poor Dune. How will they ever survive? Oh, it says here that Everything Everywhere All at Once is sci-fi. Do you believe that? That might have been the best sci-fi movie of the past 5 years.
Yeah, Andy Mogren, our friend Andy Mogren, hates that movie. He's so pissed off that it won Oscars. Like, loathes it, and I can't.
Oh, my God.
An Oscar-winning movie has a butt plug joke in it?
Whoa. That's what I love.
I want to do a limited podcast mini-series with Andy Mogren deep diving into Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Dude, he would do it with you, and he's so passionate about it, you wouldn't get a word in.
Damn!
We would fight each other. We would get into a fight.
Wait, like, is he just pissed, though, that it didn't, or he just hates the movie? That's crazy that he hates
he thought
the movie.
It was. He just thinks it's silly. He thinks it doesn't...
Like, it's too silly to be like a as revered.
Which is crazy for something that Andy Mogren would say for what he thinks.
That's got to be because he's like, I got silly shit that should win an Oscar.
Yeah.
No, I think him and his wife, they were both like, nah, not good.
Damn.
I was like, I don't understand you two right now.
He needs to watch Swiss Army Man. See how he feels about that.
Oh, see, I didn't love Swiss Army Man.
I know, but I'm saying like that's another level of silliness.
I got to rewatch it. I know that movie is like a fart joke. It's like a huge fart joke. And it's like, you'd think I would love that. I don't know what it was. I think that there's a world where artsy and silly, like they're like those magnet, like when you try to stick magnets together. Like I think that there's a world where you can do it, but it's like really difficult.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's a thin, delicate line that you're walking.
Because you're like doing a niche of a niche. within a niche genre.
Within another niche.
Yeah. You're asking like, for a lot of levels of like disbelief and understanding from your audience. It's like sometimes it's okay to be like, okay, I can handle that this is a kid that is from modern times that plays baseball and now he's in medieval times. I can handle it. But if you put another three layers on that, it's a little tougher. No.
Wait, hold on. You're telling me that this is a kid in King Arthur's court? Hold on. I do love a movie title that just serves you the whole meal right away. They're like, we don't even get to tease you. This is a kid in King Arthur's court. I wonder what that's about. There's no secrets. Dude, I saw Monkey Man.
Oh yeah.
I saw Monkey Man, and I'll tell you.
Classic in the action genre?
It's Dev Patel's directorial debut with Jordan Peele producing. It's a monkey paw movie. Monkey Man, maybe part of the EMU.
Right.
Which I include King Kong versus Godzilla in. I think these all in the same universe. Any movie with a monkey is all in the same universe. Dunstan Checks In is in the Monkey Man universe. Is canon. Let's watch the trailer for Dunstan Checks in a minute. And then we'll watch the trailer for Kid in King Arthur's Court. But I saw Monkey Man, and I'll say that it's really cool. And Dev Patel is a really good director, and if he keeps going, he'll probably make some like really cool shit. It's John Wick.
Yeah.
It's John Wick, whatever. But there's four fucking John Wick movies, and God help me, they're all the fucking same. And there's a lot of I love fighting and choreography and cool choreography. And I'm always impressed by what humans are able to do without visual effects, always. And I'll always give credit for that. But by the time you get to the third act of a movie where there's nothing but fighting like that, you're just like done with the fighting. And you're like, how many more times can you kick a guy? How many different times, different ways?
Google it.
ChatGPT.
How many different ways in John Wick?
And I'll tell you, they did it. They definitely did it. And but I'll tell you, it was awesome to see largely Indian action movie take over American cinemas. Mm-hmm. And I'll always appreciate giving other people a chance to star in a big action movie like that, who maybe would not have been able to 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever, what have you.
You also would have never cast him as it. Like, he had to make this himself because nobody ever thought
would have, put him
this way. But for sure. Proved everybody wrong, for sure.
I know, he's like, remember when Adrian Brody was cast in that Predators movie?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I don't know. So wait a minute. Adrian Brody's playing the Schwarzenegger, like the lead action guy in this movie. Okay. And then you go see it and you're like, does not work at all. Like, he's doing this voice, but he's so skinny. Yeah. And he's like, we're going to kill these predators. And I'm like, oh, man. Oh, he wants to. And he's so good. I love Adrian Brody. But it's kind of the same vibe with Dev Patel. Because he's fucking ripped for sure in the movie. Like, he really worked out and got ripped for the movie. But he's still Dev Patel. He's not going to, like, swole up like The Rock.
Yeah.
And so that aspect of it is like kind of funny, I guess, but the visuals are cool, and there's some really interesting moments visually that I was very impressed and surprised by. But for the most part, it's just Indian John Wick.
Hell yeah.
Which, go check it out. Honestly, go check it out to support that, because that's cool. And I think there should be more movies starring folks like that. But whatever.
I gotta ask.
Yeah.
What is something you've liked recently? I feel like you're veering into curmudgeon old movie critic land these days, and I want to know what you like.
I liked the first Omen.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, I thought, because, you know, it was a rated R horror movie. It's been a minute since we've had like a rated R theatrical horror movie, which is always like, great, they'll push the envelope, maybe. Mm-hmm. Who knows? And they really did. It's freaky. It's scary. There's some visuals in that movie that were very unsettling and will stick with you.
Damn.
For the most part, pretty standard horror story fare, but very cool visuals, very well made movie, well acted movie. I really enjoyed it. Movies that, like, I always love when there's a movie that came out in the 70s and then they make like a prequel for it like 40 years later. And they're like, okay, but this has got to look like we made it, like it takes place in the 70s or the 60s even. And this movie is that, and they do it really well. It feels like I'm watching a movie from the 70s, kind of.
So that's what The First Omen is? It's a prequel?
The First Omen is a prequel to The Omen.
To what? Okay, to The Omen. I see.
Yep.
It's mama. It's mama, right? It's
but
mama.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Mama. And Three Body Problem I mostly enjoyed, but I was pretty bummed about the soap opera shit.
Yeah, there's parts of it. I mean, the writing is not great. It's the concept and the acting.
Nah. Yeah.
Yeah.
but the material from the books is like so good.
Right.
That like the Game of Thrones guys were like the only guys to do it justice, I feel like. So yeah. I did enjoy that.
The look of that show is crazy. Like, it definitely looks like a $20 million per episode show.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah. Joe, check it out, man. Watch like the first three episodes.
Oh, I watched
episodes.
The whole thing. I binged
the whole thing. Oh, you watched the whole thing. Okay. My bad.
Yep. I don't have time.
But I did like that. And then
I have to binge it on a Saturday. Otherwise, I don't get to see stuff.
Dude, I had fun with Frozen Empire.
Frozen Empire is fun.
Oh, damn. Yeah. So there's tons of shit I like.
Like, you straight up liked it. Empire?
I didn't love it, but I really enjoyed it. I had fun with it.
Better than the other one?
No. Afterlife is better.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Afterlife feels like a Spielberg movie. Feels like very.
It totally does, dude.
That's cool.
I've been waiting to rewatch that again, but I've been really digging into like 4K Blu-rays. I've been like trying to, like, if I'm going to get movies these days, I want it to be like the 4K version. And so I'm waiting to get the 4K of Afterlife so I can rewatch that.
Beautiful.
I did enjoy that quite a bit.
Kevin, what have you been watching?
Well, I have a like request from you guys because I had no idea. I told you guys, me and Ellie went to Universal a few days ago, and there was a show there called Waterworld.
Yeah, dude.
I had no idea until
the
polar
ice caps have melted.
Yeah. So I had no idea that this was a movie until we were in line
waiting
to go see the show. Yeah.
What did you think it was? Just like a theme park show?
I had no idea. Yeah, I thought it was just like this cool water show that we were going to.
But like everything in Universal is like based off a movie.
That's why we looked it up. We were like, what the fuck is Waterworld? Why is this a thing? So we looked it up.
She works there and
here's
what
happened. I know, dude. I know.
Honestly, I get it. I get it. Because if you're just working, then you don't give a shit.
Nobody talks about Waterworld in this cinematic.
No.
Okay, go on.
And nobody talks about Waterworld anymore. Anyway.
So the other problem that happened was about an hour before we went to see the show, both me and Ellie took an edible that hit.
Yeah, that's the move.
That hit so strong, both of us, right as we were walking into the show.
Oh, my God.
So, and it was like the level of, like, if it would have been any more, we would have been freaking the fuck out. So it was like very bad.
that I know that show so well.
Yeah. So my request,
like, I can
you
hear
guys
the music when you walk in, the music that plays on a loop while you're walking into the.
We were so out of it and so trying to follow what the hell was happening during that show. I have no idea what Waterworld is.
That
still
must have been the best. So that wasn't like a great time.
It was. It was fine. It was just so confusing. And like,
you just got to let it happen.
I know. And that's I have trouble with that, with weed, is like letting it go. I still want to like have somewhat of control.
It has to be. Yeah. So you have to be grounded. I have,
yeah. What is Waterworld? What is it about?
Well, Waterworld is a Kevin Costner film from like 1990 something. What is it? 94 or something?
94, 95. Yeah.
And, you know, the polar ice caps melted and the world is covered with water.
So there's no more land?
There's no land. And so these people live on these like floating barges or like live on boats or
whatever.
Barge
communities.
Like barge communities, yeah. Kind of like that Fallout like city, but on the beach, on the ocean. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's just no land. But for some reason, there's some little girl. This is the plot of the movie. There's a little girl that has a tattoo on her back. A little girl.
Okay.
And the tattoo leads you to dry land, which is someone in the movie brings like a bag of sand over to them. And they're like, we've been to dry land. And they're like, whoa. So the whole movie is like a race to find dry land. And Dennis Hopper plays the bad guy.
Okay.
And he's the guy that is in the show that's riding around on that little thing.
He was
on the bad guy run at that time because he was also the bad guy in Speed.
That's right. Oh, and Super Mario Brothers. He was Koopa. King Koopa.
Holy crap.
But anyway, Waterworld the movie is almost unwatchable.
No, I disagree. It got a lot of crap back in the day. It's a fun watch.
Yeah, and but when was the last time you watched it?
I would sit down and watch it right now if somebody wanted to. Maybe I'll watch
when
it.
When was the last time you watched it?
A while ago. But I have watched it. Not recent, but like not since before. Steve forgot one of the most important parts. Kevin Costner.
Oh, that's right.
The evolved form of human and for some reason has gills and can swim on.
Yeah, he's like half man, half. That's why they call him the Mariner.
Yeah, that was what was so weird too, was during that show, it like introduces all these like characters, these like cool people that have these great personalities.
That doesn't explain who they are.
No, but you're getting to know them a little bit, right? Like you kind of fall in love with these beginning people. Immediately when the show starts, the bad guys just come in and kill all your favorite people immediately.
Yeah, the guys that were squirting you with water when you walked in and were being real fun and it was great.
They all die, and then they're like, we gotta have the Mariner come in. He just comes in on like a jet ski or whatever and doesn't say a single word the entire show pretty much.
Yeah.
And just like, he was so underwhelming.
Well, you know, they really are counting on you having seen the hit film Waterworld before you go see the show. But Joe, listen, I have always loved Waterworld and was always like, Waterworld's awesome. Fuck you for anyone who says it's not good. And then rewatched it like 3 years ago and it's like really weird.
Yeah, I'm not going in to think it's great. I'm going in for the camp. I'm going in for like the.
But it's like beyond camp. Like the I've like
they took like it's just great. It was $175 million budget in like 94, 93 is when they were shooting. It came out in 95, and it flopped. It was one of the biggest flops.
It was a flop,
in history. But man, the spectacle. I love it.
If you were a kid in the 90s, you were all about fucking Waterworld. Like I loved it. I totally loved it. And by the way, I may have forgotten that Kevin Costner plays a half man, half fish. But Joe, you forgot one of the best things about the movie that is one of the only things that I remember other than Jack Black is in it in one of his first roles ever.
Where are you going with this? Where are you going? I'm trying to think. What is it?
Because you're like, okay, they live in a world where the world is covered with ocean water. Mm-hmm. What do they drink? How do they drink water?
I know what you're talking about.
Remember, Joe? In the beginning of the movie, pretty much, they have Kevin Costner pissing into this like fucking thing, and then it like contraptions out like half a glass of water, and then they
drinkable
guzzle
water.
It. So they like piss into this machine.
In the future, humanity is just a bunch of piss drinkers.
Water's piss. You're drinking my piss.
Dude.
Right, so but Kevin.
That movie's so weird, Joe.
It is.
It's like, I remember like watching it as an adult and being very uncomfortable.
Dude, I love how they still have a show at Universal about it too. Like, what?
It's a beloved thing.
It's kind of like if you could compare something to Disneyland, it's like the Tiki Room.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Like, why is the Tiki Room still there? It's like a fucking boring ass show. It's because it's a mainstay. It's like it's part of the like history. The
I would contend it's like top three attractions still at Universal. With,
I agree.
With like the back tour lot, and then whatever roller coaster is your favorite.
The Mummy.
I have heard rumors that it's going to go away, either for making more space for Harry Potter stuff or replacing it with a Harry Potter show.
Interesting.
Which could be interesting.
I'm into that. Sure. Dude, I have a friend who proposed to his still married to wife during the Waterworld show.
So funny. I hope they got splashed in the splash zone.
Were you in the splash zone, Kevin?
No, we made sure we were not.
It was too cold to be in the splash zone. You get fucking soaked in that shit.
I know, dude.
Like, it's crazy. Like, wetter than you get on any ride.
They take a full bucket of water and just dump the entire thing onto somebody.
Yeah. And I love the guys just like spraying people while they walk in.
They did good. Like, they did good. Like,
those
that
guys
was great.
Are great.
This is a little too inside of like LA Hollywood, but those roles at Universal, like especially Deacon, the bad guy, they are coveted by actors.
Oh, yeah.
Coveted. Like, if you get those roles, you hold on to them for as long as you can.
And the way they like stunt people too. They're like stunt people that do the show because they're very
the way they introduced them was like this guy was from Glee, this guy was from this.
I love when they do that. It's funny because sometimes it's funny because they'll be like, and Christina blah blah from Mean Girls, and this Bubba from Friends, and you're like, ooh, big shows. And then they're like, and this guy is playing Macbeth on the West End. Or he was in the Facts of Life. It's like, wait a minute, that was 40 fucking years ago.
And playing Deacon is Thomas Jane and Tom. Oh, that's an actual person. Thomas Zaragoza. And let's see his credit. Okay. Well, Thomas Zaragoza, he was in he was in a Tide commercial.
He was in Dune 2 at once, a triple X movie.
Dune 2 at once.
Dune 2 plus 1.
So anyways, right. Ken, here's your homework that you don't have to do at all. Don't do this.
Watch.
Kevin Costner is about to come out with an epic Western. I don't know if you guys have seen
who?
Kevin Costner. He's about to drop
Costner. Oh, shit.
Like, massively epic Western. And you could go to get prepared for this Western from Kevin Costner that's about to drop. You can get super prepared by doing your Kevin Costner epic movie homework. You start with Dances with Wolves. You hit Waterworld. Then you do The Postman. And then you'll do this Western one that's coming out. And you will have lost 7 days of your life.
I just want people to, like, if you've never seen Waterworld, I would love it if people watched Waterworld and then, like, chimed in the comments or something.
Yeah.
or Kevin, you got to watch Waterworld. Or try to watch it.
I know. Try to.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
I mean, it's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
Like,
the concept is great. Give it to a really good director, probably make a cool thing. Dude. Like, we'll probably get a remake of Waterworld.
I was just about to say, imagine if that whole movie, because this feels like his movie. Imagine if that whole movie was in the hands of James Cameron.
Dude, totally.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Totally. And it's totally in line with all the shit he makes, too, and the shit he loves.
Yeah. Yep. It feels like
that. Abyss meets Terminator. It's like, great. Meets Avatar.
Dude, just imagine. Yeah, I would love it. I honestly, a Waterworld reboot is I would love it. I give it my blessing.
It's all going to be CG. Yeah. It was all practical, Kevin. That's it.
It is all going to be CG.
Okay.
All right, let's watch the trailer for Dunstan Checks In, and then we'll get out of here.
Love it. Let's just end it after it ends.
Yeah, let's end it right after the trailer. Thanks for watching, guys.
That's just like half a circle that we just did.
To see Dunstan Checks In. I know, we're not even looking at the
what
kid
the
in King Arthur's Court.
This movie?
This is part of the EMU, the Extended Monkey Universe.
Wow, of course it's shifted. It's enemies have grown.
Potato quality.
Oh, we're zooming into the R, but we can still count on one man.
They gave that gun! They gave that monkey a gun!
I'm actually solo.
Debonair hero.
Yeah! There's a gorilla in the bathroom!
And he makes fart noises and that's it!
His name is Dunstan. He's conducting covert operations.
He's a secret agent.
Irresistible. Oh!
That's just how I
how like
this poor, animal.
Imaginable danger.
The animal doesn't want to do it. He wants to be in the jungle with his family.
Checks in.
Yes.
Oh, more. I like it rough.
Oh.
Oh, shit.